One Pokemon went from a like little frosting fairy into an entire tiered cake as the Dynamax form, Dynamax form, and another one was turned into a literal skyscraper. As a Gigantamax.
Just like a building.
It was like a steel dragon type, and it turned into like a skyscraper.
You want a building.
Yeah.
Basically. Knock me out, bitch.
And so, like, you don't know how to speak Spanish.
I do not know how to speak Spanish.
Don't not, never know.
No, hablo español.
Never stop, never stopping. Hi. Is
I'm not recording? Speaking to you. Yeah, I'm not speaking to you.
You're not speaking
I'm
to
not
me?
I'm speaking to you.
You're not speaking at me?
He's not talking to you.
Joe, can you tell him that I'm not speaking to him?
Oh,
why aren't you speaking
Kendrick
to me?
Kendrick is not talking.
Just going to pick a fucking thing and
Kevin, can you relay to Kyle that I've been informed by Kendrick
I'm not
going to
ask him to say anything because they can hear me. And
the
I
funny
don't
part
care.
Is I was going to broadcast out. Like, I can talk to Joe. Joe can talk to you, but Joe can't talk to me. So he's got to go through the NAT gateway to get back to me.
But you can hear what he says so you can adjust what you
read. Right. No, I can't. I can't. I can talk to him, but he can't.
But you can hear it.
No, I can't.
You
can.
I can't. So... I guess let's start off with the
VPC jokes.
The
fuck, that's what my life
the
is.
The white elephant in the room, which is
don't need to be
Pokemon.
Oh, thought you were calling yourself out. That seems
so. Weird. We are gonna go racism, okay?
No.
What are we doing?
Isn't it called white elephant? White elephant?
No,
in
it's
the
just
room?
The elephant.
No, just the.
But there's
elephant.
A thing called white elephant.
That's
white
a
elephant
gift exchange.
Gift.
I'm not wrong though.
No, I mean there's not a white elephant in the room. Is racist.
You're not wrong, Walter.
Just an asshole.
Just an asshole.
So, Pokemon,
what about Pokemon
is terrible. It's not good. Like, they have...
You can't even say
it's
with a straight face.
Kevin's stupid
look at
smile
Kevin's
that
smile.
Everything.
I don't think you can. I mean, Kate's probably playing it right now.
Yeah, I think that the majority
did she
of
pick
our
it up
friend
too?
Group is
I bought
playing.
It.
My God, you guys are all on that Pokemon train.
And she's like, this game is beautiful. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah, I don't understand. There's some stuff... To comment on though, like
I guess
sometimes when you're in the wild area, when you're connected to thousands of other players, sometimes it like jumps or skips.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's called lag.
Little connectivity.
There's no other games. There's no other modern games that do that.
Right. I forgot.
Yeah. So
we don't have lag anymore.
That's right. That's been
we got rid of lag. And I guess no one's ever played a Elder Scrolls or.
Oh, so that was actually interesting. So, somebody on Facebook that I was talking to about it. Brought it up, the whole, like, it's like they're releasing a beta, it's blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know if they said that, but that's kind of the vibe I was getting, and I was like, well, all the Bethesda games are like that, and we forgive them, and the individual's like, well, I never buy any Bethesda games. And I was like, what do you do?
What are you
what
comparing
games
it
do you
to?
Play? Because I imagine, like,
FIFA,
Call of Duty is just,
soccer.
Just as broken when it comes out as other games.
Yeah,
but.
What, I mean, are you playing video games from the 90s?
Maybe.
Well, even then.
I feel like Pokemon fans in general... And, I mean, you know, you get this a lot when people are shitting on comic books and whatnot. Like, you're just delivering your fantasy. Grow up. But Pokemon fans, fucking grow up. Like, it feels to me like the vocal ones are the ones who are like, this game isn't as amazing as it was when I was 10, so it's garbage.
Well, it's the same, like, people that, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. is getting mad at for Star Wars, where he's like, it's a kid's movie. Like,
yeah, that kind of, but that's the thing.
It's
like,
the thing. It's like,
that
it is a game made for kids.
Yeah.
So, like,
but
maybe
at the same time,
understand.
They can only do so much to make the game like when you were 10.
But I don't want the game like when I was 10 because it was shitty back
you're
then.
Also,
so.
You're also enjoying the new
yeah.
game, so you are not the people who are complaining.
Yeah,
you're probably biased. Demographic.
I like progressive mechanics.
Yeah, and they made so much stuff so easy like compared to the old games.
Can
it's
we
like,
talk for a little bit about parts of Pokemon that sucked?
All of the Pokemons?
Like the first one.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of grinding that was kind of fucking
it's
lame.
Like JRPG. I mean, obviously
it is
a JRPG,
it is,
but like it's like that level of grinding.
There was a lot of grinding. There were some mechanics that really were annoying.
Yeah.
Right? And they got rid of them. Like the whole, you talk about the XP share. And you're like, oh, it does this now. I'm like, XP share? What the hell is that?
Yeah,
like,
they. I think they had XP share in Blue and Red.
They did. You had to get an item.
You got the experience egg that you, or something like,
yeah.
I may be thinking of Super Mario.
No, there was a special stone or something.
Yeah.
You
get an item,
and
it's
it
like an
gave
item.
Some experience from the battle to
one,
some of your other
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yeah.
How do you determine which one?
You hand it to them.
But
you
they
give
didn't,
it to
no,
them.
They didn't
oh,
used to have
no.
So
hold it then. Yeah.
I think what it did was it distributed a little bit to everybody.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Which,
though, so it must have been late game.
And I think you're right because
I
remember
it was
in
fucking
one
hit an item basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
you had to use the
item
finder to find it because it was one of those invisible items.
It wasn't a main element.
Yeah.
And so like. I think, and then I, but I remember in those games a lot like putting the Pokemon I want to level first and switching
and
out.
Swapping out. Yeah, and that was annoying.
That was the way to level.
And then what you do is you'd send in your first, like your heavy hitter to go in and start swinging. And then you'd switch to the guy you want to get.
And that was
more
the other way, right? Yeah. Those are two ways.
Or you did a self-destruct and sacked him.
Well, no, I mean, the other thing you did was, like Kyle said, you put your Whippy guy out first. You hope to God that he didn't get hit, and you swap.
Well, you can always swap.
Well, how else did you get a Gyarados?
Yeah, you didn't.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you swap, but you lose a turn, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, but so, your biggest, your tank Pokemon can take a hit from anybody, because the game was all about, well, sorry, the first few games I remember, at least this is what I did to win, was all about overleveling.
Yeah, like, it was. And that's actually one of the things that they, was an annoying mechanic they kept, which is to prevent you from overleveling by getting, you had your level with the gym badges, right? So you couldn't get above a certain level without getting the next gym badge.
Yeah, it was about trades in wild? No, traded Pokemon was the big deal with the badges. Because, like, if you traded above your badge limit, the Pokemon wouldn't list you. I had that happen to me in
It wasn't
in
even
Short
trading. It wasn't even trading. It gets there.
Yeah.
I thought it was just for trading.
No, Kate was just talking about that yesterday, because she was like, I got to swap this guy out of my party. Because he's getting close to the level, I can't control him anymore.
In Sword and Shield, it's just traded Pokemon. You can control any Pokemon.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
In Fire Red, they had kind of changed it, as far as I understood, a little bit to where your starter Pokemon had a little bit of leeway.
Okay,
so
maybe
like
that's what it is. Then.
So he'd kind of listen to, if you had like the badge that got you to like 30. Around like 32, 33, he'd still be okay, but you start hitting like 40 and he starts ignoring
with friendliness.
The rest of them don't give a shit about what you say.
So, like, friendliness is a big deal in the recent Pokemon games, like how friendly a Pokemon is to you. And that might give you, in these newer games, it might give you leeway. Because, like, basically every time you camp, you like, can play with the Pokemon, or you can, like, make
them
curry.
Camp?
Yeah. That's a whole revolutionary part of that game, because you can camp and not have to go to Poke Center to heal Pokemon that are down.
That's great.
So if you have like three Pokemon down and the rest are like half HP, you can make some curry and then feed them all. They all get experience, like legit experience. They get friendship, like amazing, they like you more.
Oh,
you can restore PP to their moves, and you get revived Pokemon.
I am giggling at that, yes.
Yeah. But it's camping revolutionizes this stuff.
Yeah.
What did you find?
It is from, well, according to GameSpot.com, it looks like it's only trades now.
You also can't catch them if they're too high of a level.
That's
always been the case.
That's a conflicting point in this game. You could always catch any Pokemon, but you just might. But the game never lets you get to a point where you could catch Pokemon that were way over leveled in the older ones. I don't think.
Yeah.
But in this game, the wild area, you can actually see Pokemon that are like level 60, and it's like a very dangerous looking Gengar is attacked you, and you're like Pokemon's like 10, and like you see this Gengar and it's like level 50, and you're like, so you can try to fight it if you want, or you definitely can't catch it without a badge though, like that's 100%
catch it without the
badge. Like a certain badge is like you'll catch Pokemon at certain levels in the wild zone, I think.
I mean, like. So I know that like shinies became a thing. Is that still a thing in this?
Yeah,
because I feel like that's gonna screw a lot of that up.
If you go, so the idea is don't go shiny hunting at low levels.
What if you just get one? What if that when you just encounter one?
Okay, so the other part to remember is that if you're not in the wild area and you're progressing through the game, you will never see Pokemon that are that high above you.
Oh, god.
So like only in the wild area will they have like level 50s that you can't catch because you don't have the right badges.
You can clearly see them because they're usually in the open area.
And they're visible now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
A lot of them are. Some of them run around the grass and they're sneaky.
Right, but
those ones
they are depicted.
Mm-hmm.
They're not invisible like they used to be.
Yeah, the ones that are like in the grass and hiding will have a little exclamation mark and then you can see the
That's cool.
Yeah, so, like,
so they're less visible, but
they're,
still. I mean, the old days, you didn't see them at all.
Oh, no, no, yeah.
So.
And I think that changed with Let's Go. Let's
Go
had visible Pokemon, which was a cool.
Yeah.
Cool thing.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to like sneak through the grass and hope that you don't run into like 50.
It's
so
it
annoying.
Also gives you kind of a hunting aspect too. It's like I went to go look for
that.
Like a Zubat, and there's a Zubat I can see.
Right.
And there's
a Zubat got cut,
hired,
so don't get too attached.
Well,
to that.
I mean, it's an example.
Well, it's the Zubat with the fluff on it now.
Yeah, Woobat.
Woobat. Which is literally the cheap knockoff of Zubat.
You're not making that up. That's
nope,
real.
No,
nope.
It's Woobat.
Sitting last night after I stopped working, I was sitting down with Kate playing, and I was just literally asking about every Pokemon by referring to it as a different Pokemon. What's with the hairy Zubat? It's called the Woobat. Fucking, of course it is. But what was the other one we had? I was, yeah, it's that's dumb. It's so dumb.
It's a Woobat.
Get and the fuck out of here.
Was it? Oh, there's another one. I can't remember what it was. Now I'll have to ask.
That's not, what the hell?
Wasn't there like a Pokemon that was set in like Russia or like a Russia-esque area, like one? Or there's some, there were like a bunch of winter-esque Pokemon. Yeah. There's like, that's Zubat cool. couldn't survive in the Arctic, and you're like, so oh. put hair on it.
That's cool.
I have something I need to really get really mad about, but I want you to finish the
thing. Okay, so last thing I was going to say is that hunting thing you said, or not last thing, but hunting thing you said, there's actually Pokemon that if you approach too fast will run away from you. So sometimes you have to like creep like,
oh, and try that's to catch cool.
it. Is this the post Breath of the Wild, post Monster Hunter world like that we live in, do you think?
I think so. I mean, right now, if you don't have any open world aspect to your game at some point, right. I feel like you're really short selling
that's like the
customers.
Post Skyrim world.
Yeah, basically.
But I feel like so much of the of these games that involve these animals like this, monsters like this, post Monster Hunter, post Dark Souls, it seems like that really influenced the community. Like the old shooters changed a lot with various Touchstone games came out, right? Mm-hmm. And then now everyone had to have, well, everyone has to have crafting now because of Minecraft, and then now everyone has to have a arena, what's it, like PUBG or Battle Royale. Everyone got Battle Royale now because of PUBG.
Yeah.
And like so all those different events, I wonder, and then like what customization because of Call of Duty 2015.
Yeah, I wonder if they like rotate too. Like you see, like things fall out of favor.
You'll probably see the Battle Royale go away.
Yeah,
and then something else comes along.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah, I agree. And I will say that at first I thought Dynamaxing was going to be dumb, but it is the coolest
that is so
part
cool.
of that game. Awesome. And if you have vibration on, it's just constantly vibrating. You're like, I guess I'm there. I did turn it off though because I was playing it when Amy was sleeping, and so it was like, listening to the switch vibrate.
Yeah.
If you have no sound,
it's really weird.
It doesn't just. It's like.
It ramps up and down.
Yeah, and you can feel it, dude.
I think there are multiple haptic feedback units, it does pass phase through them.
It's not that cool spinning vibration thing.
But
it's sound.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some kind of solenoid or some weight shifting thing, like a little mass thing, like so it actually feels like it's jerking. Because remember that cool guess the number of marbles.
Yep.
So I believe there are multiple units, and I think it might be a combination of spinners and like solenoids that just chunk a piece of metal one way or the other. Because if you do this variable speed, you can go slower or faster if you change the voltage a certain way.
Sense.
And then when you do it, you can throw weight somewhere, which can give you that inertial shift.
Hmm.
But I have not watched anyone do a tear down of a Switch.
So as far as the Dynamaxing thing, like it definitely is replacing Mega Evolutions and Z moves. That's the point.
I didn't even know what those are.
And I last part, and then you can say what
you
want.
Be mad about it.
There's Dynamaxing and then Gigantamaxing, right?
Okay.
So Dynamaxing is where they're big and they're just a regular version of themselves. But Gigantamaxing is where you get a new version of the Pokemon as a mega huge version, right?
Whoa.
One Pokemon went from a like little frosting fairy into an entire tiered cake as the Dynamax form, Gigantamax form, and another one was turned into a literal skyscraper as a Gigantamax.
Just
form.
Like a building.
It was like a steel dragon type, and it turned into like a skyscraper.
Fuck you, I'm a building.
Yeah, basically.
Knock me out, bitch.
And so like, the gym leaders are usually the ones that have Gigantamax forms, and I'm like, how do I get that? Because that's what I want to see. But that's all I'll say.
Yeah. His Poke Center is his Pokeball.
One was like a stone and fire Pokemon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It turned into like a mountain, pretty much. Just
so,
like
so,
a volcano.
Like
there's a volcano sitting there now.
The coal one that's a little bowl of coal?
Yeah.
Does he become like
Roly Coly?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Roly
Coly. So Roly Coly turns into a minecart with coal,
yeah.
Who turns into Zoramagdaros. For anybody that's played Monster Hunter, but basically a creature with a mountain on its back.
Yeah.
And then when it goes Gigantamax, I don't know because I don't have
shorts.
It looks like a mountain.
I was going to say, I would expect that to be...
Yeah. By the way, different gym leaders for different versions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I would expect that to actually become an old 19th century industrial like factory town. People coughing.
Just
like, what the hell? I'm fighting a community now. What happened?
It's really fun. It's a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
You said different gym leaders.
Yeah, okay, so...
Oh, so the different
swords. Yeah, I mean, they also have the exclusive Pokemon thing, like normal, but I actually got confused this morning because I was trying to talk to him about the gym leaders, and I forgot they were different. So, like, I fought an ice gym leader at one point, and at the same point in his Kevin's game, he fought a rock gym leader. I don't think it's different for each individual person, it's just the versions have different gym leaders.
It was the same up until this one. This was, like, the
There are similar gym. Ones, like, every three or four, it will be a similar gym leader, but... Because, I mean, the first three you fought were the main elements,
fire,
but it's...
Water, and
you get into the last four or five gym leaders, and they start switching on you.
That's cool.
So, I have to talk about one thing.
Okay.
What the fuck did they do to Meowth?
Oh, okay.
And why did they
so many wonderful things. So there's, first of all, if you can get, if you bought the game right when it came out or something, you can get a Gigantamax Meowth, which is a is so there's three Pokemon right now that you can get that I know for sure can Gigantamax. One of them is Pikachu, who's just a chubby Pikachu, like really chubby Pikachu with like an like a electric tail. One of them's Eevee, and I haven't seen Eevee looks like Gigantamax. The other one is Meowth, but look up the Meowth Gigantamax and just try not to just crack up. It's just so dumb. But like try and find it.
Kevin, bring it up for me.
The other one, so the other part is that the Meowth, there's a, you see, you find it? That Gigantamax Meowth?
Yeah.
It looks so, so goofy.
What the hell?
It's just this gigantic Meowth. It's like,
it's Long Cat.
Yeah, Long Cat.
And he's all long.
So the other thing is they made a Galarian. So there's like, if you ever played Sun and Moon, is I think that's when they started doing it, and maybe even before that, but they started doing Aloha versions.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, Alolan versions. Mm-hmm, they've done Galarian versions, but since Galar is a, like, it's basically London, it's in the UK, they have some really interesting versions. So they have a coughing or a wheezing that's got these top hats, but they're like plumes for like industrial. Like,
oh, see, things. It's exactly what Kendrick was just.
They have some other ones that I can't remember off the top of my head, but the Meowth is my favorite. So the Meowth is basically, it's got this gigantic beard, right? It looks kind of like, for lack of a better word, like a little bit of a Scotsman, but not really. And then it evolves into not Persian, but Berserker. And he turns it, he's a steel type this whole time. And he's got
they made him steel type.
Yeah. And he's got like these fucking massive red eyes, and this, he looks like a Viking. He's basically, Meowth is a Viking.
But I really am very upset about this.
Yeah. So the one on the bottom left is Berserker.
Yeah.
Aww.
Which is my favorite Pokemon.
That's cool. That's cute.
What don't you like about the other one?
It looks like it's awful.
It doesn't look like a beard. He looks all weird.
It's scary when you're fighting for the first time because you see it move and it's like this big juggle fat thing and you're like, this is a beard.
The aesthetic of that Pokemon in general is like, and the grimace is creepier when it's moving because it doesn't change.
Oh, yeah, because its teeth are like.
Yeah, it's just, I do not like it. I
Meowth! No! No!
Probably don't need to yell. Because we're still in the building.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it was so weird that he made him steel type.
I think it's weird, but I really like it because normally they'll be like, they'll type flip. So like a Sandshrew turns into
Sandslash.
Sandslash turns into like a still Sandslash, but it's looks different, and it is ice now in Alola, and so is Vulpix. Vulpix is ice instead of fire. But in this one, they didn't just switch what they look like. They actually changed the evolutionary forms and stuff like that. So,
they made substantial changes, and I'm not opposed to them. I just did not like the aesthetic choice.
Oh, no. Meowth is kind of scary. Berserker, I like a lot more. Berserker's pretty cool. Meowth is like, I was like, do I want to catch one?
I don't. Yeah. Kate was like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Like, I'm going to do this just with the Pokedex.
What was the little dog one?
Yamper.
Yamper.
How do I spell it?
Yamper.
He evolves into Boltown.
Which is stupid.
Kate just sent me that. This one is literally just a corgi with a lightning bolt tail. And it's the most adorable thing in the
And it's got a hard butt. And it's really good early game because it's an electric type Pokemon.
Yay.
And Kate just sent me a picture because she called hers Kurgi, which is a combination of the Gallic word for dog, which is Kur, or Kur, with just Kurgi. She sent me a picture of him evolving into Bolton.
Oh.
And then she said, best boy evolved. He's now bestest boy because that is also adorable.
Yes. When you're at the camp, you can like move your camera around and see all your Pokemon running around, and you can call them over and then play with them with like a cat toy, or you can throw a ball and
then play
fetch it and bring it back to you. So I was playing fetch with the dog.
And so I wish that the evolution was still a corgi. That's my only count. That's my only thing.
Corgi.
Yeah, it's just like a really
just
a
blue fear.
Cuter corgi.
Yeah, you're just keeping him as a corgi. Denying the evolution.
Yeah. Can you still do that?
So Everstones are for.
You can just have him hold the stone.
But yeah, so a lot of people were like, they just use the same frames from the other game. But like in reality, I think only like maybe a quarter of the Pokemon are actually Pokemon that they could have used frames for.
Right, because it's so different.
Yeah,
because that Meowth is different.
Yeah, right? And on top of that, there's so many new Pokemon.
Yeah.
That so there's no way they could have, like, if they took the time away from like putting like Jigglypuff in the game to give me Gigantamax evolutions, you can take out all of the old Pokemon. 150 old Pokemon can leave that game, and I don't care. Like,
I guess I'm still like, the old games still work. If you want to go play the old games, you can go play the old games.
It's like switching a D&D editions. Where you're like, you know, you could still play 5th edition, no one, or 4th edition. No one's stopping you from playing 4th edition.
The book's still open.
Yeah.
You can still read them.
There's nothing new. Like, I don't get to experience my 4th edition character in 5th
edition. It's not like, yeah, I mean, you only play...
That's the exact argument.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. I want to bring my character from 2nd edition all the way up.
Fuck you. Why?
I mean, there's probably someone who made a converter, but why bother?
Right. Like, make a new character, man. Yeah. Well, and... I think that's the only time it makes sense is if it's a living card game, like you've had where they die, and then you're like, well, there goes the meta. But
yeah,
so I suppose if that's the thing and you want to keep trading those old Pokemon, but no one else wants to, then I guess you're weird. Get over it. But if everyone else is still playing the old one, then they'll have a community to play with. I don't know.
It's
just like a weird hill to die on.
Yeah, nothing's truly.
Hill to die on is also a new Pokemon, by the way.
Yeah, probably is like a hill to die on Pokemon.
Granted, so ground type.
Yeah. And fairy, because fucking okay,
they have a Pokemon named Impidimp, and it's a fairy
now
ghost type. But it's like looks like an imp.
You're
and
making
it
up.
Evolves into something that looks like it's called Morgrim, and he looks like an emo imp. He's got like this long hair, and then his final evolution is like a bigger, greener version of himself, covered in hair that look like muscles.
Oh my
because
God.
His hair does all the stuff, and it's like you find it in the creepy forest that you go to at one point where you fight all the fairy. Like I thought, did you fight a fairy?
I feel like every one of these names you've said to me, I feel like is I'm listening to the second poker rap from Tarbomb. And
yeah, that's the final evolution with all the hair.
That's all hair.
And that's what's that one called? The final evolution. That's a Sableye. That's not right.
I don't like that.
That's uncomfortable looking.
Grimoire or something like that. But yeah, there's like really weird Pokemon like that.
Yeah, and so many of them are food now, which is weird me out.
There's a dragon Pokemon that's called Applin, who's an apple, and you have to get a secret item to evolve it either into a sweet apple or a tart apple. And you can only get one per version unless you trade with the item. But the tart apple turns into basically like this gigantic apple pie with a little dragon head on it because it's dragon type.
Right.
And then the other one, the tart apple, turns into this apple like dragon that flies and stuff. It looks like a wyvern. And I was like,
There's one that's literally a bowl of whipped cream.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one that turns into a cake when it gigantic.
That doesn't make it make more sense.
Yeah.
Still no, a bowl of cream.
I think, and I feel like there was a comic that addressed this because I know there was like an ice cream Pokemon.
Yeah, vanilla-ish. That's not
which
a new
is
one.
Not even. Yeah. It's like, but it's just several scoops of ice cream in a
body.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
got
like
a face
cone and like the little vanilla.
If I remember right, the comic was like the guy sent out Alakazam and he just used his two spoons and he just started scooping chunks out of it.
The other part too is like when you meet the curry, you can get Slowpoke tail.
Yeah,
and then everyone's like. Is that confirmed? They eat Pokemon? What does that mean? Like, are they dead Slowpokes? Yeah.
Well, they say that Slowpoke can shed their tails.
Yeah,
that's the thing around it.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And the other part
is that they're eating.
They do talk about food, and they talk about humans a lot. So, like, either your Pokemon is very human-formed, or it's, like, there's a lot of food evolution. So, like can you pull up Inteleon? Or the Scorbunny final evolution that looks like it's Yiffy or something like that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, someone said they're like, this is a little bit too yiff for me.
The little bunny turns into like a ninja who turns into like a samurai ninja.
Well, I'm not saying that it's necessarily new that they have goofy ass things, because there is, like someone was pointing out, Execute is just a handful of eggs, one's broken.
Yeah,
it makes no fucking
eggs.
Sense.
Yeah.
Who turns into a tree?
It's like, yeah.
That's Cinderace.
That's a person.
Yeah,
that's
and Inteleon is basically just
that's
a
just
ponce,
a furry.
Like
just a dude.
Skinny, like...
You've got a dude. Hey, I'm not a Pokemon. Don't punch that thing.
Grookey basically turns into Donkey Konga. Like, Donkey Kong playing Donkey Konga. And it's the best thing ever, because you get a move called Drum Beating.
Nice.
And he just bangs on the drums, and these vines just whip the shit out of someone. There's also moves you can get now that if you use them together, they do something fucking crazy, and I haven't had the chance to do it yet because I haven't been in a scenario where it works, but you can learn them, and like this water and grass one turns the whole area into a swamp or something like that, and I don't know what that means or what it is, but I want to know.
That sounds cool.
More. I'd like to know more.
Subscribe to my podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, suffice to say,
it sounds rad.
If you are hating on Pokemon, or
I'm still unclear on what there is to hate. Except these, like, promises of imaginary things that they didn't achieve.
I think it was that it leaked. People saw the game and they weren't liking what they were seeing. And it, like, nobody knows what version that leak was.
Do we know how different it was from what was released?
I have not delved deeply into that.
Because you're too busy playing Pokemon.
Yes, very much so.
It seems like the answer to the question.
I did watch a funny Order 66 video about the Dexit, though, where they basically just made all the Jedis, like Pokemon, that got cut, and all the clone troopers were CG. Or Game Freak. And it was Charizard was in there with all the starters at the end. It was the Anakin and the Young. Because there's just Charmander in it, but none of the other starters from any other games. So.
Oh, I want my Bulbasaur.
Charmander is.
No, you don't get a Bulbasaur.
I know.
You don't even have a Switch. Why do you care?
Charmander is
in. Right?
Charmander is in Children's Shield.
Okay, but not the other ones.
No, because one of the main champions uses a Charizard, so like they put him in the game. They put the path in the game.
I'd have a slap in the dick, though.
I mean, I think it's funny because it's like an homage or something like that. Homage? You know, like homage,
no.
Or maybe like a. The fuck is that word?
Homage.
Cameo.
That's what I'm looking for.
But yeah, it's funny because it is a slap in the dick to some people because they're like,
"Because I had a Bulbasaur,
a Charizard, yeah, I had Squirtle, so Squirtle squirt,
I think
Squirtle squirt that." Oh, okay. Last thing.
Oh god.
You can do max rating now. You can go out and find Gigantamax Pokemon and kill them and catch them, and or defeat them and catch them. But you get the Pokemon, so it's sweet because as you start going up, you get like these. Like I got a. Yeah, you get a lot of Pokemon that you could normally
can
normally
you
have to evolve.
Can you use them Gigantamax then?
You can Gigantamax any Pokemon if you're in the right space.
Dynamax or Gigantamax?
You can Dynamax. They don't come always as Gigantamax. They're usually Dynamaxed, but it depends. It's random, and the raids get harder as you go, and I haven't experienced
it. But you can Gigantamax.
You can Gigantamax any Pokemon, or sorry, you can Dynamax any Pokemon at certain spots in the game. You can't just Dynamax wherever.
Because you Dynamax like,
at the raids or the gems, for now.
But can you Gigantamax?
I don't know. I haven't caught one that was Gigantamax yet, so I don't know if it's like a form that they have as the Pokemon they are.
Or is it like a thing they do?
Yeah, or like all Bulbasaurs can Gigantamax.
So one of the things that's fun about you guys having got this on launch title like is there's not already a pre-made wiki with all these answers.
Yeah, right?
There's people trying to figure this shit out.
That's what
that
Googling
is kind of pleasant.
That's cool.
But anyway, last part. You get candy from that that you can use to level up your Pokemon so you don't have to grind. Which is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And it's the most amazing way to level Pokemon. Because you're like, I need a steel type. Dump all your large candy into like a steel type you caught. And then like make it your own. Because they have the move tutors right in the Poke Centers now. And yeah, it just is the best thing. That
sounds like it's going really well.
It's almost
glad you guys
like they
are
learned
enjoying.
From Pokemon Go.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, see you later, everybody.
Especially if you disagree.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
I'm nobody.
Not.